of anybody? You got a chuckle out of somebody? Okay, very good. Well, anyway, it's good to be together. Unfortunately, we got rained out this morning, so I had to do my clergy cap at home. I suppose I could have worn shorts, but why bother? You know, props on it. Anyway, we have a special guest with us here this morning, and her name is Susan Bunsen. And she's the principal at Wakanda. This last year, we developed a relationship with Wakanda Elementary down here with Spots. And it was our first year. And Susan, I'm going to invite you to go up here at this time. She's the principal, like I said. And the thing I just found out before worship, that she's from Luther Park. Bible Park. So we'll come over here tonight. Is this microphone on?
Good morning. So as your pastor said, I'm Susan Momsen, and I'm a mom of four kids, and I'm a principal at Wakanda Elementary. I recently returned home from taking my oldest daughter back to college in Arizona. So we had a nice little road trip recently. In preparation for that trip, we loaded up the car with everything she might need for the next 9 months, bedding, school supplies, clothes, snacks, and pictures of home. And as an educator, I know how important it is to get my child ready for school. My goal was to make sure that she had everything planned and prepared so that she had nothing to worry about as she started her school year. For the other three kids who are still at home, starting the school here in Menominee isn't much different. We spend a lot of time at the local Walmart buying our school supplies, making sure the new shoes fit and our backpacks are ready for the start of the school year. And the night before school starts, we lay out those things and make sure that they have everything they need so they're not anxious as they start their first day. This is how I grew up, and I'm sure how you grew up as well, with a caring adult who helps you get ready for the start of the school year. But did you know that today's kids are very, very different? In my 25 years, I've seen a very large shift from two parents caring home, lots of support in the schools, to a very different scenario. Most of our families struggle to find enough money to buy those school supplies, not to mention the shoes, the clothes, and the other items they need to get the school year started. If you add up all those costs just for one child, it's in excess of $500. My children are very lucky. I have a good job and a stable home and a background knowledge to know how important that is to make sure they have everything they need to get the school year started. But what if I wasn't so fortunate? That's the reality of many of our families. Each morning at Wakanda, we greet those students and let know that school might be the place where they're going to get those needs met. They have a warm environment, a loving and supporting staff who greets them every single day, regardless of where they come from or what they come with. You'll note that many of our kids get their only meals of the day at school, breakfast and lunch. And many of these families take advantage of weekend meals that are provided by our local food shelf called Sam Bags. They're noticed and appreciated and cared for 8 hours of the day. Sometimes they don't even have a backpack. That's the reality of education today. Schools know that in order for children to learn, they need to have their basic needs met. And so we do meet those needs as much as we can each and every day. Most of our families have two working parents who work sometimes two or three jobs just to make those ends meet. Oftentimes the kids are left at night and after school by themselves so that parents can make those ends meet for their kids. They're very supportive of our education, but often we don't see them because they are working or sleeping. I am here today to tell you that the time and the effort and the money that you have donated to the Wakanda School over the course of the past year has been very beneficial. Our families got school supplies. Our teachers had functional places to eat and microwaves and all kinds of things for their break room. And most of our families took advantage of your spot on Wednesday night, so they had a soft landing after school and a warm meal in the evenings. We very much appreciate the donations that you have given us and your time and your effort to make Wakanda feel cared for. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
We need to remember that church is public, and we're grateful for the opportunity to be in relationship with the Wakanda system. So, thank you. We begin. Know that you have been called to this place and this day in the name of the Creator, the Redeemer, and Sanctifier.
We are called to continue reading the story of God's creation, the story of Christ's love, and the story of our own lives through the word of His love.
We sing the adversary.
We are the people, the land, the sky, the refuge of your throne. Bless us so that we may work through your hands to continue the pattern begun in the beginning. Amen.
Good morning. The reading is from Hebrews 11. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as if it were dry land. But when the Egyptians attempted to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had received the spies in peace. And what more should I say? That for time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received their dead by resurrection. Others were tortured, refusing to accept release in order to obtain a better resurrection. Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned to death. They were sawn in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, persecuted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in the deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. Yet all these, though they were commended for their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better so that they would not, apart from us, be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. I'd like you to stand as you're able as we sing our gospel acclamation. But before we do that, we've got some action to it. We've done this before, so we're going to do a holly, holly, holly. I know you've got to get your hands up. I know it's not very lucrative of us. Okay? So we go holly, 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 and then we're going to clap. Then make an L with our ringing. Hallelujah. Holly, holly, holly. Hallelujah. Holly, holly, holly. Hallelujah. 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 You got that? Gospel today is found in the Gospel of Luke. Jesus said, "I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it was already kindled.
I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is complete. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, 5 and 1 whole soul will be divided, 3 against 2 and 2 against 3. They will be divided. Father against son and son against father, mother against daughter and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, it is going to rain, and so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, there will be scorching heat, and it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Please pray with me. Loving God, we give you thanks this day for your grace and your goodness. We give you thanks for your Spirit, and we give you thanks for your Word. Now may the words of my mouth and thoughts and meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our Redeemer. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, as I was reading through the Gospel text, you know, they have that whole list of division, you know, father against son, son against father, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law. I was just so very grateful that he had nothing to say about son-in-laws. Yeah. Nothing to say about son-in-laws in there. Interesting. I want you to think at a different time in the life of Jesus, that the night sky was cloudless and filled with stars. Shepherds were watching their flocks while they huddled around a campfire. Suddenly they were surrounded by angels, and they were told not to fear because the angels brought good news that a Savior was born to bring peace on the earth. What a stark contrast there is between the first Christmas night and Jesus' words that we just heard here today. Jesus' words that he said on his way to Jerusalem and to the cross. He tells his disciples that he has come to bring fire on the earth, and not peace, but division. You know, I think the disciples were caught by surprise, and I think we are also caught by surprise. So Jesus' words surprise us. They, when combined with that word from the angels, really kind of accurately describe both the work of the cross and the condition of the world that we are part of. The cross of Christ brings peace, right? Jesus died for the forgiveness of sins. There's no longer any barrier between God and humankind. We are now able to begin new life and a new relationship with God because of what Jesus has accomplished, right? Barriers between people are broken down, right? Because of the cross of Christ, right? Paul writes that there's no longer divisions between peoples, male or female, slave or free, Jew or Gentile. All are one in Christ. Right? At the same time, faith in Jesus Christ brings division. This was certainly true in the early church. Oh, by the way, did you know that conflicts in Christian communities didn't start in the 20th or 21st century? Did you know that? I've got this. I should have brought this up with me. That's what I get for not thinking. I've got this comic. It has to do with a class for new members, and it has You know, it's like one of those ancestral type of things where you have lines and they kind of go out like this. It has the first church AD, and then it slowly goes out and it fills up the page with all these different lines. And then the teacher of the that's depicted on the comic says, points to this last line that says, "This is us. We got it. Finally got the Bible right." And then somebody in the class says, "Oh, isn't Jesus proud of us?" Faith in Jesus brings division. Certainly true in the early church, and Christians are separated from their families and from their communities because of their faith. Discord caused by the cross of Christ continued throughout the history of the church, and it continues today. Throughout history, there's been wars fought in the name of religion, though most often it is because of a mixture of religion and politics. We have the Crusades with the Christians versus the Muslims. There's a 30 years war. That was back when Luther was around. 30 years war with Catholics versus the Protestants. We have the conflict between in Israel between the Jews and the Palestinians. And now the conflict that happens with all the terroristic activities on multiple sides. There's also a history of Christians fighting Christians. Like the 30 Years' War, that was between Christians. The earliest 20th century, Lutheran churches got ripped apart in a dispute over predestination. How many of you thought of that today? Kind of makes us yawn, some of the things that we fight over. Christian struggles with civil rights, gender rights, abortion rights, global warming, all these things are a part of the world in which we are engaged in right now. These things that cause divisions seems to be never ending. In his words that are recorded in Luke, Jesus gives us a hint as to how we as Christians are to live in the midst of conflict. Now, in families, division is bridged by love. We may not agree with each other, but we do love each other. We are challenged to love other people even when we violently disagree with them. As Jesus instructs his followers, he says, "Love your enemy and pray for them." As children of God, we are challenged to love each other even when we disagree. We are still brothers and sisters in Christ. We are still saved by the same blood of Jesus, by the same cross. We still have a relationship with the same God. Jesus calls us to live lives of integrity, to believe and to believe strongly, and to allow that faith to shape who we are, to shape our lives and mold us. We are also called to respect others. Since none of us are prophets of God, we must always consider the possibility even that our opponents might have some bit of truth. They might even be right. Wow. Above all, we are called to love others in word and in deed, whether they are our friends or our enemies. We do this so that we may demonstrate the overwhelming love of God, so that others will look at us, you and me, and say, look at them. See how they love. So what rules are in your house? What rules are in your house? In our house, we have a sign that says, grace is more than just something you say before a meal. It's a way of life. May we be known by how we love. Amen.
I really wish I had a whole bunch of campers here right now. Because there's a whole bunch of actions to this next song we're going to sing. Joseph, you're not a perfect
anyway.
What?
I don't go back to it anyway.
You don't go back to it. Jason Elijah is a favorite camp song. Sang at Bible camp this summer, and actually I recorded a chunk of it. It actually might even be on Facebook. I'm not sure. Did that get on Facebook? Maybe. These are the days of the life.
I invite you to stand as you're able. We profess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of God, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins. this time we'll actually move the prayers of the church and sharing of the peace before the offering. So we join together in prayer. Treasuring your promise to hear us when we call, we pray for the church, those in need, and all of your creation. O God, you have given us your word like a fire. Kindle its flame within us and among us. Empower us for the work of breaking down walls, reconciling the divided and building faith, Lord, in your mercy. You form the furthest reaches of the universe, yet your spirit dwells within each life. Be the companion and keeper of every creature, and redeem all your creation in Christ, Lord, in your mercy. You rise up to rule the nations. Bless grassroots movements and guide elected lead officials. Teach the nations to be good neighbors to each other. Inspire us all to share food, land, knowledge, and our arts for the common good. Lord, in your mercy. You rescue those in any need. Be with surgeons and nurses and all medical personnel who care for the sick. Especially today, we remember Randy and Pam, Brett, Ron, Sue, Patty, Ann, Kathy, Manuel, Janelle, Bernie, Lexan, Kathy, Kevin, Levi, Sean, Libby, Joel, Janet, Leo, Sam, Gary, and all those who we name in our hearts. Shelter all who needs homes and feed all who are hungry. Comfort those who are bereaved, especially today. We remember those who are serving in the military, their families, members of family in care facilities. Lord, in your mercy. We look to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Be with us in the tragedies and troubles of this world, and join us in all the saints with Christ in a perfect joy. Lord, in your mercy. All these things and more we ask in the name of our risen Lord, Jesus Christ, by the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you. Let's share that peace with one another. Thank you.
God be with you all.
And also with you.
Rejoice, Christ promises to meet us in this meal. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the night before he died on the cross for us, took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his friends, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you." And again after supper, he took a cup of wine, gave thanks, and passed it to his friends, saying, "This cup is a new covenant sealed with my blood. All you who drink from it and know that your sins are forgiven." As we eat this bread and drink this cup, we remember Christ's death and the promise of his coming again. This meal is the restoration of the covenant begun with Israel. It is the renewal of the relationship between Creator and the crafts people, woven in a covenant of remembrance, remembering the oppressive slavery, our slavery to sin, and the freedom of salvation, our liberation through Christ's love. We pray together the prayer our Lord taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. May be seated. Our Lord Jesus is the host of this meal and invites you to come and eat. So come. I invite you to stand, Sir Abel. Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in his grace and his peace. Amen. We give you thanks, O God, that you welcome us to your table and satisfy our deepest hunger and thirst. May your gifts of word and holy meal strengthen us to take up the cross as we go about our callings in this world, following after Jesus Christ, our servant Lord.
Amen.
My people, let us go to our weaving and our carpentry, our pottery and our cooking, our knitting and our sewing, our crafting, our thought, our hands, our words. The warp of our story has been laid in the beginning before any of us. As God continues the pattern and patches, it tears. Let us sit before the loom and continue our work, bringing color and texture into life.
Thanks be to God.